We're here to rejoice that Christ set us free from sin's bondage so that we might live our lives for God, not only now, but forever. And we're here to give God thanks and praise. But as you know, as we talk about freedom, we do know it's Memorial Day weekend. And I want to read to you just an excerpt from a White House communication. It reads, "Whether on battlefields of Bunker Hill, on the beaches of Normandy, in the jungles of Vietnam, or in the mountains and deserts of the Middle East, brave Americans of every generation have given their last full measure of devotion in defense of our country, our liberty, and our founding ideals. On Memorial Day, we humbly honor those incredible patriots and firmly renew our abiding commitment to uphold the principles for which they laid down their lives. Those who rest in the hallowed grounds of our country's national cemeteries laid their lives upon the altar of freedom. Today, as we unite in eternal gratitude for the sacrifices of these extraordinary Americans, let us also offer a prayer for lasting peace. Let us renew our steadfast resolve to work toward a peaceful future in which the horrors of war are a distant memory and our families, our communities, and our nation need no longer confront the sorrow and pain of losing our beloved sons and daughters." And so I do think as we give thanks, we also should be giving our prayers for our country. And with that in mind, if anybody here today has served in any of the armed services for any amount of time, would you stand so we could just recognize you and say thank you? We've got one. Do we? Okay. Thank you so much. And I see you've got red, white, and blue on. That's awesome. Also, next week is Vacation Bible School. We could use one or two more volunteers if you have any time available next Saturday. But also, on the table across from the refreshments are flyers. If anybody in your neighborhood has some kids you'd like to give a flyer to, feel free to invite them to our Vacation Bible School next weekend. Otherwise, that's just another thing you can commit to prayer. If you will, turn to those around you, welcome them in the peace of Jesus Christ. You're looking good. Good. You said last week you were chainsawing and everything else. Yeah. I got to get a new chain for my chainsaw because I've got a big old, it's a branch, but I mean it's as big as a tree that I got to cut up. So, yeah. Well, I'm going to get some free firewood. I'm pretty good about it. Yeah. East Texas has given me plenty of experience, so that's why I need a new chain. I mean, I've been sharpening the one I have, but it's time to just go ahead and get a new one. Yeah. I hear you. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Join me, please, in the call to worship. Jesus reminded the disciples. Jesus taught and witnessed to God's steadfast love. Jesus encourages us to welcome one another with compassion, hope, and generosity. Let us love one another as Christ loved us. The steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. And let us pray. Loving God of all nations, from sea to shining sea, you have blessed us with a land of beauty, a place of possibility, and a great hope for tomorrow. So as we worship and rejoice in your presence this morning, we ask that you would allow our prayers to become actions. Let our celebration of this Memorial Day challenge us to reach out to veterans and their families in gratitude, love, and support. Recognizing your abundance of blessing, let us live in gratitude, working for the values for which our soldiers have sacrificed, such as liberty and justice for all, freedom from fear, the ability to share in the American dream, to be able to worship freely and become all that we are intended to be as members of your beloved community. So let our prayers be embodied in our own sacrifices so that our land of many religions, cultures, and peoples might truly let freedom ring and ensure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all of God's children. And it is remembering those who have fallen. Let us commit ourselves to peace through integrity and partnership, asking your blessing for the United States of America and all peoples everywhere as we give thanks for Jesus Christ, who fought sin and death for us and won. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Let us praise God as we sing hymn 441. If you would, grab your hymnals. We're going to sing, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord, hymn 441.
States the truth. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, so we need to confess. But as we do, we must remember God also declares, we are justified by God's grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. With this in our hearts and minds, let us approach the throne of grace and together confess our sins using the prayer of confession in your bulletin. God of the clean and unclean, the near and far, the in and the out, we confess we too easily think we can always see your point of view. We think we are justified because you have made holy by your love, and yet we assume it means more like us. We forget that all you touch is holy, and that you created all that is. So when we exclude, we sometimes exclude you. When we show contempt, we show contempt for those you love. Fill us again with your great love and help us to be more loving. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Children of God, not only hear, but receive the good and wonderful news that is declared to us in Ephesians 1, where it says, in Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that God lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Know that thanks be to Jesus Christ, you are forgiven and be at peace. Let's respond to this good and wonderful news as we rejoice and praise the Lord, singing together the Gloria Patri. Memorial Day is remembering those who gave their all. And we learn here in worship from Jesus who gave his all for us. And we learn from that, that's when the blessed life is best made known, when we give away for the well-being and sake of others. So let us consider all the many ways in which God has blessed us. And let us express our gratitude as we seek to bless others with our tithes and our offerings. Thank you.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have given each of us gifts to use as members of the body of Christ. Here are our gifts, the work of our hands, our hearts, and our lives. We pray that they may help to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to our world today and always, here and everywhere. Amen.
If you will, while you're standing, just go ahead and grab your hymnals. And we're going to sing hymn 324, Open My Eyes That I May See. And it helps if your eyes are open to see. But let's sing that hymn, hymn 324. Let's sing that together.
As the people of Israel begin their new life of freedom, God will establish numerous laws so that their living goes well. This morning, we will hear God establish the menu by establishing dietary laws. But as we hear these unclean foods that are prohibited, let it be a reminder that God desires to take care of all the details in our living. Following God's word here in Leviticus would help the people avoid eating animals easily carrying parasites or disease and be steered toward greater health. Let us not mistake these laws as something given by such a rulemaking God, but a desire to look after the people's health. I'll be reading from Leviticus 11, verse 1 through 8, found on page 96 in your pew Bible. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying to them, "Speak to the people of Israel, saying, from among all the land animals, these are the creatures that you may eat. Any animal that has divided hooves and is cleft-footed and chews the cud, such you may eat. But among those that chew the cud and have divided hooves, you shall not eat the following: the camel, for even though it chews the cud, it does not have divided hooves. It is unclean for you. The rock badger, for even though it chews the cud, it does not have divided hooves. It is unclean for you. The hare, for even though it chews the cud, it does not have divided hooves. It is unclean for you. The pig, For even though it has divided hooves and is cleft-footed, it does not chew the cud. It is unclean for you. Of their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcasses you shall not touch. They are unclean for you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Choir, after living in an ever-changing world, we do, as Marguerite said, appreciate such an incredibly reassuring song. Well sung as well. I'm going to read from Acts 11, and we're going to look at this passage. We took a glance at it last week. We're going to return to it again, because one of the things that living in an information age has done is it's informed us, I think, more greatly than ever before, of how diverse our world is. And you would think that all that diversity amongst humans would be something to celebrate, but unfortunately, it so often seems to lead to division. And so I think a return to this passage is good because it has a lot to say about what's going on in the world today. There's nothing wrong with the diversity, but the division that we see around us is pretty incredible. And I want you to know that even the early church struggled with it. And so we're going to hear what happens as Peter goes back to Jerusalem to explain why he hung out with Cornelius and his household and shared the gospel with these people that were non-Jewish, that were Gentiles. And we're going to see what unfolds. So let's be attentive to not only the reading, but the hearing and the receiving of God's word. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" And then Peter began to explain it to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time, the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them just as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced. And they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.